The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been cleansed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to God, Jesus Christ.
And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. There is a saying that God has 2 homes, one in heaven and the other in a thankful heart. God has 2 homes, one in heaven and the other in a thankful heart. And the sage says, we shall be Christians when we weep not because we have lost something, but because we have been given so much. Today, dear friends, as we celebrate our parish feast in honor of our patron, Our Lady of Fatima, the Mother of God, join me in echoing her song of thanksgiving, the song of praise that came from her thankful heart. You ready? My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. My spirit has joyed in the Lord our God, for he's lifted a poor humble girl. And from this day my name shall be blessed by the nations all over the world. He's done mighty things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on all those who fear. And the strength of his arm has scattered the pride
that so many on every day. His foot down strong, and he's lifted the weak, and the rich he's sent empty away. And Israel shall remember his help, and his light is of God every day. Every day, every day, my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord.
God has two homes. One in heaven. One in heaven. The other in a grateful heart. She had a grateful heart. And that's why she was able to sing that. And I know she sang it. She must have sung it. That is how she would express her thanksgiving. And the words say it all. He's done mighty things. And holy is his name. He's put down the strong and lifted the weak. And so we'll remember his help every day. God has two homes. One in heaven. The other in a grateful heart. Today the church invites us, dear friends, to reflect on the virtue of gratitude. And to help us, she gives us the story of lepers. Those who in the Hebrew mind were afflicted with this dreadful disease because of their sin. Those who were separated from the rest of the people by law. For two reasons. First, to shield the mass of the people from possible infection, but also to protect the community from what is perceived to be a sinful person. 10 lepers in the gospel, and 1 in the first reading. So I will begin with the nine who did not show any gratitude. And then to the one who did, with the word about Naaman from the first reading. And I'll conclude with the gratitude of the woman whom we honor today, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Fatima. The obvious question, of course, is what about us? Well, don't worry, we will be there throughout. So let me begin with the nine. As I try to understand the 9 others and they're not going back, presumably Jews, I began to make excuses for them. I said perhaps some of them were angry that they had gotten so sick in the first place. God, why did you give me leprosy? And so they felt that it's only right that God should cure them. Why should they have to say thank you? Maybe they were so angry that they couldn't see their healing as a gift. They could only see their sickness as a curse. Maybe they were upset that they had missed so much in life. Because as you know, dear friends, as lepers, they were outcasts. They couldn't hug anyone. They couldn't show any kind of... In fact, they had to stay away from people and shout, unclean, unclean. And now they were so happy that now they can go back home and hug their friends. Or maybe there were people who saw the glass as half empty and not half full. Or maybe some of them were completely self-absorbed, thinking only of themselves, not thinking of what others have done for them, but just thinking of themselves. And perhaps some were like little children who were never taught to say, Ta, remember? Ta, thank you. As though they had a right to all the good things in the world. What about us? Are some of us so angry that we don't appreciate the gifts of the Lord? So self-centered that we only think of ourselves? So angry that our homes were blown away by the hurricane? That we fail to thank you to say thank you to our God for the gift of life. So angry that we did not get the promotion that we expected in our employment, that we failed to be thankful that we have a job. So angry that we are not as popular as we used to be, that we fail to thank God for the popularity that we enjoyed in the past. Are some of us so self-centered that we only see the negatives in life and cannot appreciate the gifts of life? Are we among those who think that they are the center of the world, who cannot fathom that they should be grateful to anyone for what they think they have coming? You know, I'm a self-made man, a self-made woman. Who do I have to thank? I don't have to thank anybody. Not even God. Lord, preserve me, preserve us, that we do not become like the nine. And now I turn to the one and Nathan, the one who said thank you. And Nathan, of course, in the first reading, the Syrian who came back to the prophet and said, I want to give you a gift. The Lord prophet said, no. He said, well, give me some of the earth of your land so that when I worship, I'll be worshiping on your earth. I'll be worshiping your God. And one of them, the word of God says to us today, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He returned. That's the first thing. He remembered. Mary says it. We shall remember what you've done for Israel. He remembered. All of a sudden, he comes to the awareness that, my God, I'm healed. And he remembers who said the word, and he goes back. And he goes back glorifying God, not quietly, in a loud voice. Everybody must know. Everybody must know that I am grateful for what God has done for me. I will shout it out. And as if that were not enough, he fell at the feet of Jesus. He fell humbly at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. And as for Naaman the Syrian, he vows that from now on, he will serve the God of Israel. In his own words, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord. One of the very first things, my dear friends, I learned as a child, and you probably did as well, was to say thank you. That's all? And the very first things they taught me was to say thank you, because they wanted me to realize that everything I had was a gift. And so if ever I received something and I forgot, they said, and William, what do you say? Right away I would get it. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Bobby. Thank you, Auntie Jane. Thank you. Say thank you. And very often I was reminded, William, you didn't say thank you. Say thank you. Why? Because my parents wanted to remind me that everything I have is gift. The question I ask today, dear friends, is how ought the Christian to express thanks? How ought the Christian to say thank you to God? Well, in Luke chapter 11, chapter 18, we have the story of the publican and the Pharisee. You know it very well. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a publican, one a Pharisee. And the Pharisee went right up to the front. What did he do? He raised his eyes to heaven and said, thank you, Lord, that I am not like the rest of men. That's the first thing he said. I thank you, Lord, that I am not like the rest of men. So he was better than everybody else. And then he proceeded to say, I tithe so much. I fast how many times a day. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that publican over there. Because you see, the publican remained way at the end. Did not even dare to raise his eyes to heaven and beat his breast and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That is not how we thank God. By telling God that we are better than everybody else. Because we are not better than anybody else. That is not how we thank God. By reminding God how good we are, how much we do. I put so much in collection. I just go to communion first. And God doesn't want to know that. He knows that already. You're only praising yourself. You want to say, thank you, God, for who I am, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be who I am today. Now you praise him. First, you see this Pharisee didn't have the courage to recognize that he needed God. When we praise God, we ought to thank God for two breathtaking gifts. One, he made us what we are. Men and women of flesh and spirit, men and women of fashion in his own image. He made us. We thank him for that. And second, God thought so much of what we are that he became what we are. Bone of our bones and flesh our flesh in Jesus Christ. What do you say for that? That's extraordinary, you know. That is extraordinary. Think about it well. He thought so much of what we are that he became what we are. He didn't have to, but he did. And so our gratitude, my dear friends, comes from a heart that recognizes the goodness, the compassion, the forgiveness of God. Gratitude continues to sing, "The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and of great mercy." Gratitude comes from a heart that recognizes that everything I have is gift from God. Thanksgiving is a response to what? To God's self-revealing, to his mighty deeds in creation. How do we sing it? The heavens are telling the glory of God. That's exactly it. And all creation is shouting for joy. God is showing us. Come dance in the forest, come play in the field, and sing, sing to the glory of God. You see, all creation tells us that. So we thank God. That is it. That is the response. The response to his ceaseless gifts to his people and to his particular kindness to each frail human being. Thanksgiving, my dear friends, stems from a joyful discovery of God's greatness and glory, an intense awareness of God's gifts, a sense of wonder in the face of God's generosity. It is a public confession of who God is and what he has done for me. So in Psalm 138 we read, "I give thee thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I bow down before the holy temple and give thanks to you for your steadfast love and your faithfulness." And in the New Testament, in Ephesians, Paul invites us to pray and to praise God by saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love." My dear friends, gratitude is recognizing that when I was sick, God did not have to heal me, but he did. That when I was estranged, no one would talk to me, God spoke to me. He didn't have to, but he did. That when I was naked, God clothed me. He didn't have to, but he did. And when I fell, and I thought I could never get up again, God reached out to me and drew me to himself. He didn't have to, but he did. And when I was grieving, and I thought I myself would die, God consoled me. He didn't have to, but he did. And when I was put down by others because of who I am, because of the way I speak, because of the way I act, when I was put down, God said, "I have chosen you. You are my beloved." He didn't have to say that, but he did. Hallelujah. And when I was ostracized, cast out, God said, "You are still my beloved." He didn't have to, but he did. And when I was insulted, he said, "Don't worry about them. What I have for you is grace and blessing." And when I was in the depths of despair, he reached out to me and comforted me. He didn't have to, but he did. That, my dear friends, is the awareness we need
that helps us to show the gratitude that we need to show to Almighty God. That when I was all these things, He reversed everything. He didn't have to, but He did. Who am I that He should do that? But He did. And that is why I say hallelujah. I say praise You, Lord. I thank You and I glorify You. And that brings me, dear friends, to the third part, which is the woman. Mary, the woman of our focus today. I began by singing her Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, for He's done great things for me. God lives in her heart because of her grateful heart. So we take our cue from her. Has God done any great things for you? Has He really? Can you count them? Can you count them? 5, 6, 7 or more? More. And as we get older and more conscious of ourselves, we say, my God is an awesome God. And He has done marvelous things for me. I can still stand up. Praise the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of my God. Not only on special occasions, not in extraordinary moments of my life, but at all times. That should be our song, because when He did them, what He did then, He continues to do in our day. He is always there. He is always active in the world, in the church, and in our nation. And so our response should be a ceaseless thing. We don't thank Him today because we have a feast, and then tomorrow, no feast, we don't thank Him. No, we thank Him. How do we say it? When things are going well, we say, praise God. When things are not going well, we still say, praise God. Yes, because we recognize that He is in control. Mary's life, her whole life was her response. Let what You have said be done to me. Our lives should be our response. Our whole life. Our thanksgiving. Our praise. Our confession. And it means, my dear friends, to thank God for the wonder of myself. First of all, as we read in Psalm 139, that Mary says, from this day all generations will call me blessed. We are blessed. We only have God to thank for that. That we can say, from this day, even if no one calls me blessed, I know I'm blessed. You don't have to call me blessed, you know, but I know I'm blessed. And I thank God for that. And to thank God also for giving us Himself. Himself. In a few moments, we'll come to communion, those of us who are able to. But even now, as He spoke in His Word, He has fed us. He continues to give us Himself from the Word and from the table. And He reminds us, you are the temple of my Spirit. I live in you. And for that, we should be thankful as well. He lives in me. And then, I thank Him for the gift of others. Turn around to the person next to you and say hello. Just say, hello. How are you? I'm glad to see you here. I'm very happy you came to Mass today. Nobody's saying hello to the president. Go and say hello to the president. To thank Him for the gift of each other. That we have each other as family. When Mary realized that her cousin Elizabeth was also expecting a child, she left and went to visit her. She had family. She knew people. And what Elizabeth told her was, and who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? So, my dear friends, we ask the Lord today to teach us to be not only like the one Samaritan who returned and gave a loud cry of thanksgiving from his grateful heart, not only like Naaman who chooses to worship only the God of Israel, but especially like your mother and mine, our mother, who in recognition of all that she had received sang, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. and holy is his name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, let all that is within me bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, let all that is within me bless his name.
For he has done.
For he has done.
Yes, he has.
He has done. He has come.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, the Lord that is within me,
bless his holy name.
Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all that you continue to do for us. We thank you, Lord, for who we are. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us by giving us yourself. We thank you for the gift of family and friends. Amen.